You represent a paradox to me.
I think we're going into a circle. We've gone over this
over and over again. I agree with you.
Okay, Mike?
Okay, but the thing is, all I think is that it will happen, and that we will see that finally we are akin to those that are around us, not basically on our planet, but those who are around us.
Well, there's a lot of ancient data that says that that's what happened. And
I agree with you totally, and you agree with me.
Well, yeah. let me end it by saying I certainly hope you're right.
And I know I'm right.
Okay, Mike. Very good. And that's just a little bit of what's going on. We have 25 minutes till midnight tonight. Tom Hall will be along after that. After the news, then, we're going to take a break, be right back with our callers, and we'll talk about New Mexico in just a second. Back to New Mexico. On a Saturday night, it's Open Mind. Bill Moore is with me, and we're talking to Don. Hello, Don.
Hi, Mr. Jenkins and Mr. Moore. I was wondering, since the Roswell incident occurred in New Mexico, Mr. Moore, have you ever discussed with Dr. Alec Tanuos the experience that he had in New Mexico?
I'm not even familiar with the name.
Okay, I believe that Bill can fill you in on who Alec Tanuos is. He was on his program.
No, he's never been on my show, that I recall.
Not with you, but he was with the psychiatrist. I can't remember his name.
Ah, he was on with David Viscott.
Correct.
Right, while I was in Fiji. I'm not familiar with Alec's work or what that was all about.
Oh, okay. Well, briefly, In Dr. Tanuos' book, Beyond Coincidence, he discusses an incident in New Mexico in 1972 in which he claims to have had contact with some strange creatures, as he refers to them. And this person that he met, or whatever, emanated a strange vibration, and the only other times that he has come into contact with such an energy form was when he met Charles Hickson and Betty Hill. And this is discussed in his book Beyond Coincidence, and the chapter is Out of This World. And I just thought it was interesting because the local residents, he states, and I'm quoting from the article, he says, local residents said that the men had been there for years, ever since the first experimental atomic explosion at Alamogordo in 1945.
Local residents where?
Local residents in New Mexico. He does not state in the book which area of New Mexico.
Big place. Could be anywhere.
Yeah. But
I don't know what relevancy that has. You know, there are all kinds of single witness reports of encounters with aliens, abductions by aliens, close encounters of the third kind with UFOs, ad nauseum. And from my point of view as an investigator of these things, there is absolutely nothing I can do with a first hand single witness case. Unless there is some kind of corroboration of it, you have nothing but a single person saying, this is what I believe to be true. And it may be true, it may not be true, but what are you going to do with it?
Okay, the reason I mention it is because of the credentials of Dr. Tanuos.
Means nothing.
The credentials mean nothing.
No, unless there's some corroboration of the story, there's absolutely nothing you can do with a single witness story.
Okay.
It's like one person getting up in court and saying, I saw this man rob a bank.
Correct.
You know, and fine, all right, you believe that you saw this man rob a bank. But unless there is some additional evidence that the event, in fact, occurred and that person who is accused of it is guilty of it, you're not going to get a conviction. And it's the same thing with a UFO story, regardless of the nature of that particular story. If you have just one person's account and there is absolutely no other evidence to back it up, you have one person's account with no evidence.
You might want to ask Dr. David Viscott about... I understand what you're saying, but you might want to just ask Dr. David Viscott about this particular person, because he's not your average person. He's quite unique.
Means absolutely nothing. If Albert Einstein, if he were alive today, came in front of me and said, this is what I experienced, I would have the same reaction. That's a very interesting story. It may well be true. It's certainly something that bears recording. But as an investigator, there is absolutely nothing I can do with it.
With the exception of the fact that a person like that could be used in the potential identifying of these people?
Well, only if his identification matched somebody else's identification who was there at the same time or experienced the same thing. Then you've got a corroborated story and there's something you can do with it.
That's correct.
And in that case, I get real interested real fast.
That's the reason I mention it, because a friend was with this person, was with him, okay, at this particular incident at some diner in New Mexico, and pointed the person out to him. And he went up to this person and took a seat a few stools away from him and looked him in the eye and had this encounter that he refers to. And because of Dr. Tanius's background, I just thought it might interest you, and that's the only reason I mentioned it.
There was another person present, in other words.
Yes, there was. In fact, this person asked him to go down to New Mexico to investigate because of the strangeness of the people that were there at the time, and this is why he did this. It was at a particular diner, and he mentions it in his book.
I'm going to have to get the copy of that book.
Yeah, I think I'll have to look that up, too.
And find out more about it, and I'll talk with David about it. I sure will.
All right.
Appreciate you getting in here and kind of filling us in on that. That's one show that I don't know what went on.
Okay.
No, I'm not familiar with it either, but I think I'll see what I can find out.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm Bill Jenkins. Bill Moore and I will be back in just a moment. All right, Greg?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are.
All right. Well, I guess you could say we're having a double bill tonight.
Oh, hello there, Greg. Greg from way up in Mariposa or someplace, right?
Right, you got it. Bill Moore, first I want to thank you for clarifying your position on the Philadelphia experiment. I think there must have been a lot of people that were a little uncertain where you came out on that. And I really want to get some more meat on the document that you made public tonight. First of all, did I understand you to say earlier that this was released uncensored?
Yes, it was.
In that case, does that mean that the investigators were actually identified?
You got me on that, and I'll have to look at it and see.
But the reason I ask is, if they were, does that mean that their qualifications, et cetera, were also identified?
He's going through it here right now.
I'm looking to see if they are identified.
It's many pages.
It's quite lengthy.
How many pages is it?
It looks to be about, 10, 12?
16.
16?
Mm-hmm.
Photographs, too?
Photographs, drawings, the whole bit. No, it does not list the names of the individuals who prepared the report. It simply lists the office. And it states Directorate of Intelligence, Headquarters, U.S. Air Force, Office of Naval Intelligence, Navy Department, and that's as far as it goes.
Do we know anything else about that directorate?
Well, certainly that they existed and still do. There is still an Air Force intelligence arm.
Yeah, I understand that. So it doesn't identify any further who conducted the investigation. In other words, it seems that you're assuming that there was a unit set up within the directorate that did the investigation?
Well, it's clear from the document that that's
uh-huh.
what happened.
Uh-huh.
It says here, summary and conclusions, problem one, to examine pattern of tactics of flying saucers, hereinafter referred to as flying objects, and to develop conclusions as to the possibility of existence.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes into a facts and discussion section, and an analysis section, and whatnot, and so forth.
Uh-huh. Is there anything that specifically would point to this being a unit that would continue in existence after this investigation, this particular investigation, was completed?
It leaves that possibility open, and I think one could assume that without the evidence that the unit involved must have done either previous or subsequent work.
All right, but they don't give it like a project name in the document.
No. No, they're just a number.
That brings up another question. How did you, I know all these documents have a document locator number. How did you come up with that kind of information?
Well, to make a long story short, without going into a lot of detail, it's going to bore a lot of people,
right,
because it's numbers and whatnot and so forth.
Sure.
I guess I'm one of the very few researchers, UFO researchers, who has spent considerable time in the National Archives, in the presidential libraries and whatnot around the country, and have learned the system, have learned the kind of materials they have, come to know some of the people who are involved in the custody of these things, and
I'm going to have to break in here right now. Do you want to hang on, Craig?
Sure.
So so we can do this so it doesn't get all jammed up a little bit later, all right?
Go ahead.
Because we've got just a couple of more things to do. I know you were in the middle of something when I broke it up there.
Right. Bill was explaining how he was able to locate the document.
Yeah, it has to do with the familiarity of the system and where they've got certain things stored and what their numbering systems are and so forth and so on. And once you know or begin to learn how they do things, you can begin to track down where things might be.
How did you know this was this particular document was worth pursuing to this extent?
We didn't. What we knew was that there was a box of stuff which appeared to have some stuff in it that we thought might be interesting.
So you basically hit it lucky.
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I think that it was an educated guess.
I don't mean to, downplay your own input on it.
Yeah, and there were some other researchers that were involved in finding this material as well. We weren't the only ones. It was sort of a joint effort on the part of myself and several others.
Okay, Greg, does that help you?
Well, last question then. Since it's been released, how is this being made available to the public?
At this point, it's not, but I intend to offer it as a publication. If people write to me, why, we do have it.
Okay. Well, what's your address?
Okay, let's give the address again. Very good.
Give the Dewey address, because we're running real short.
Okay. Easiest way to get to me without a pencil and paper in hand is to write to Bill Moore, Dewey, Arizona, 86327. And if you forget the zip code, just put Dewey, Arizona, and I'll get it.
Okay.
Do it anyway. Craig, thank you very much.
Okay, Bill, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
You know, every year on Mother's Day...
Thank you so very, very much. I want to recommend your monthly newsletter, Focus.
Yes, the Fair Witness Project, Focus.
And your list of goodies that they can get by
about
writing...
About 100 different items, research materials, books, publications, and whatnot. Write to Bill Moore, Dewey, Arizona.
I'll get it. And you're lecturing in San Francisco, or in San Francisco
Fremont
area?
California, at the John F. Kennedy High School in Fremont on May the 25th at 7:30 p.m.
All right. That's nothing in the Los Angeles area for the present time.
Possibly in the early fall.
Well, let us know
sure will.
When that happens. And congratulations and thank you for the long hours of study you put in on this program that you are involved in.
Well, I do it just for you, Bill.
Well, I didn't mean this program, but the program of getting the information out that there is something to the UFO. It isn't all just a lot of people having fancy notions.
You know, Bill, I get the information. It's people like you that get it out.
I love it.
Without programs like this, it couldn't be done.
Thank you very much for dropping by. Next
my
week,
pleasure.
We'll have a psychic fair. That'll be fun, so you join me then.
Happy celebration 25!